Police in Kenya are concerned about a string of terror attacks. Have you ever considered foster care as missions? And what would you think if somebody told you you had a sweet sense? That's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A string of terror attacks in Kenya could be pointing to an impending big one. That's especially true in light of the recent church assaults and the upcoming Easter Sunday services. Since when did Kenya start having trouble with the persecution of Christians? Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, says,
if you think back to 5 years ago, we didn't really think about Christians being attacked in Kenya. We didn't really, you know, it wasn't on our list of places where Christians are persecuted. As Kenya has been involved in Somalia, that has resulted in Al-Shabaab sort of saying, we're going to make Kenya a target because the Kenyan military is involved in Somalia. We want them out.
The pressure is likely to intensify. Nettleton says church leaders are determined to keep sharing the gospel, especially now.
The other side of the coin is that it can be a time of gospel harvest because there's upheaval in the country. People are thinking about things of eternity, and so it can be a time when the seeds of the gospel are planted.
The first line of defense is prayer. At our website, you'll be directed on how you can pray more effectively for believers in Kenya. Next, United States military officials continue trying to piece together what caused the shootings at the Fort Hood military base in Texas. Specialist Ivan Lopez killed three of his own before killing himself. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries wonders if Christians, figuratively, do the same thing.
That's what grieves me about what's going on among God's people today, because we do that. We shoot our own. There are so many people who've been wounded by another Christian.
Hutchcraft says we're only helping the evil one when we fight with fellow Christians. That doesn't mean we allow sin to continue in the body. It's the tone in which we confront it.
A lost world is watching us. We just gave them another reason to reject Christ. Because they're like, you know what? You guys are no different than anybody else. And we're shooting each other, and we miss our real enemy.
Hutchcraft has blogged about this. Read it and get additional resources through a link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. North Korea is the world's worst persecutor of Christians, according to Open Doors World Watch List. Despite this fact, believers are still risking their lives to further the gospel. An underground ministry helped by Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, is sending out 24 church planters after they complete their training. Read the full story at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for spiritual development of these secret Christians. Meanwhile, even when God calls us to wait, we can remain active in our faith. Dave and Beth Roberts, a foster family with Buckner International, learned this firsthand. Beth says,
when we got into foster care, our hope and plan was to adopt. And for whatever reason, we thought, oh, it's going to be, you know, our first placement. Well, that didn't happen. And pretty quickly, we realized that this child we had, this five-month-old little girl, would be going home to her mother.
The couple shifted focus to foster care as missions. This meant sharing the gospel with the foster kids, eight in all, and their parents. Maybe you're considering foster care, but just aren't sure if it's for you. Robert says,
I would say that it is a calling and that you should pray and continue to ask God to speak to you about it. If it's something he wants you to do, he'll continue to put it on your heart. It won't die and go away.
And thanks to a new partnership, 60,000 Rwandans will soon have consistently clean water. Living Water International is partnering with SweetSense to install sensors in over 200 clean water pumps. These sensors send an alert to crews when the pumps aren't working well, making repairs more efficient. Read the full story at our website. Every Living Water project opens doors to share the gospel. Pray the sensors free up workers to reach new communities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. To help you pray, Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. This free prayer guide will help you learn about kids around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.